Hello, I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And this is Ménage à Trois Radio on the road.
Oh, yes, that's right. We're here live at the 17th annual Del Close Marathon.
17? Wow, almost legal.
Barely illegal. You know, we're going to ask some sexy guests some sextions.
Those are rapid-fire sex questions. Here we go.
Let's do it. Look who we have here. It's Mr. Mike Birbiglia.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, what's the sexiest animal?
What?
What's the sexiest animal?
It's a sexy animal.
Oh, polar bears.
Yes.
And which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
Blanche.
Fuck, marry, kill Greta Von Sestra and Donald Trump in a pile of dry leaves.
Kill all.
What's the best song to have sex to?
Blister in the Sun.
If you had to make love to a piece of furniture, what would it be?
Great question. How about a stool?
Stool's a good one.
What's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Indescribable energy.
Ooh, fuck yeah. We only got three more. Which U.S. president would you bone?
Hillary Clinton. The future president of the United States. You heard it here.
Predictions.
Follow up, 69 or 420?
I think 420.
And lastly, what's your best pickup line? And please impersonate a celebrity while you say it.
My best pickup line, I don't do impressions, but I'll do, how about Gethard will be my impression.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I don't really do one, but I'll try and make one up. And what do I have to say?
Pickup line,
it?
Your best pickup,
oh, pickup line.
As, like, as Chris Gethard.
People tell me that I look like Woody Allen, and I guess that helps.
Ooh, let's slip on over to Jason Mantzoukas.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's the sexiest animal?
What's that?
What's the sexiest animal?
Animal? What's the sexiest animal? Probably a jungle cat of some kind. Let's say a panther.
Which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
Sadly, Rue McClanahan.
All right, we got a fuck, marry, kill for you. Greta Von Sestrin, Donald Trump, and a pile of dry leaves.
Okay. Marry, dry leaves. Kill, Trump, fuck Greta Von Sestrin's old face.
Sloppy seconds or neat thirds?
Neat thirds, I think.
Which U.S. president would you bone?
John F. Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. 69 or 420?
69.
Oh, hey, it's our pal Zach Perlman.
There he is.
These are just rapid-fire sex questions.
You got it. Oh, I'm going to answer them.
All right. What's the sexiest animal?
Oh, leopard.
Which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
The one in the wheelchair.
This is a fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Okay, we have Greta Von Sestrin.
Okay.
Donald Trump and a pile of dry leaves.
Okay. Marry the first one, kill Donald Trump, and fuck a pile of leaves.
Hell yeah. What's the best song to have sex to?
Oh, do you really want to love me?
Do you really? Okay. Sloppy seconds or neat thirds?
Neat thirds.
If you had to make love to a piece of furniture, what would it be?
Armoire.
Yes. Sensual furniture.
Which U.S. president would you bone?
All of them, baby.
Yeah.
69 or 420?
420, 69, baby.
Love that. All right, last question. What's your best pickup line? And please impersonate a celebrity while you say it.
Okay.
Oh, what? are those pants from space? Because your ass is out of this world.
Woo!
Oh, looky here. We have Mr. Ian Roberts.
All right, Ian. What's the sexiest animal?
A cougar.
Which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
I don't know. The Golden Girls cannot answer.
Fuck, marry, kill Greta Van Sestrin.
Wait, say it again?
Fuck, marry, kill. Do you know that game?
Sort of. Go ahead.
All right, I'll go to the next question. What's the best song to have sex to?
Anything by Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Sloppy seconds or neat thirds?
Neat thirds.
If you had to make sweet love to a piece of furniture, what would it be?
A couch.
What's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Confidence.
Which U.S. president would you bone?
Lincoln.
And finally, 69 or 420?
69.
Oh, shit, it's Horatio Sands.
Number one, what's the sexiest animal?
The lioness.
Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
Betty White.
We're going to do a fuck, marry, kill. We got Greta Von Susteren, Donald Trump, and a pile of dry leaves.
I would fuck pile of dry leaves. I would kill Trump. Could I say that without FBI coming down on me? Because he's a presidential candidate now. And I would marry Greta Van Susteren.
What's the best song to have sex to?
The best song? Shit. I'm just going to say Mogwai.
Mogwai.
Oh, Mogwai's good for making love, everybody.
How about this one? Sloppy seconds or neat thirds?
Neat thirds, definitely.
If you had to make sweet love to a piece of furniture, what would it be?
Probably one of these green blow-up couches.
Perfect.
Which U.S. president would you bone?
Teddy Roosevelt.
69 or 420?
Both.
And lastly, what's your best pickup line? And please impersonate a celebrity while you say it.
Okay. My best pickup line is, I'll do it as Johnny Carson. Is that okay?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Hello, this is Johnny. How are you? Did you read that thing that Amy said about me in her book? This is Horatio Sands as Johnny Carson.
Ooh, here comes Matt Walsh.
Mr. Walsh, what's the sexiest animal?
Pass.
Nice.
Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
Pass.
What U.S. president would you bone?
Say it again.
What U.S. president would you bone?
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Love it.
Sloppy seconds or neat thirds?
Pass.
And finally, if you had to make sweet love to a piece of furniture, what would it be?
Piece of furniture.
Surveying the room.
Ooh.
A Target purchased inflatable couch.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Ah, damn, look over there. It's John Gemberling.
What's the sexiest animal?
Sexiest animal? It was the Maid Marian Fox from Robin Hood, the Disney cartoon.
Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
Sophia Petrillo.
Sloppy seconds or neat thirds?
What is that? What's neat thirds?
Neat thirds is a thing we made up to be like, sloppy seconds we all know.
Does neat thirds mean she's showered since the sloppy seconds?
I think so, and then it's neat.
Yeah, you clean
so
it up.
Isn't that all women who have had sex before?
But it's in a... It's
yes,
in a,
all women.
A window that's like immediately after the seconds. But a cleanup.
So sloppy seconds is she's just been filled with cum, and then you get right in there.
Yes.
Nobody's ever clarified
wasting
this
no time.
Neat thirds
no,
is
just...
fucking cummed all over, took a shower, and then you get to fuck her.
Watched some TV and then...
Well, who had her first?
Let's say Diana had her first. I had her second.
Well, I'm deciding whether to have her second.
Oh, that's true. She just finished with Diana, and it's either a sloppy seconds.
I'll do sloppy seconds then.
Thank you so much. Which U.S. president would you bone?
Which U.S. president? Millard Fillmore.
Handsome. Fillmore's handsome. 69 or 420?
420.
All right, last question. We want to hear your best pickup line, but do it in a celebrity impersonation. Like, do a voice.
That's assuming I have a pickup line and a celebrity impersonation.
Yeah, we're giving you a lot of credit.
Did you just fight? Because you blew me away. Paul Hogan.
Yes.
Crocodile Dundee.
Let's get our paws on Bobby Moynihan.
Yes, please.
All right, Bobby, what's the sexiest animal?
What's the sexiest animal? Manatee.
Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
Rue McClanahan, but not her character, yeah. Rue McClanahan.
All right, this is a fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
We have Greta Von Sestren, Donald Trump, and a pile of dry leaves.
Wow. I'm going to marry... Wait. I'm going to marry Donald Trump. Wait, oh no.
For his money?
For his money? No. I'm going to have sex with Donald Trump for his hair, because I bet it's soft. I'm not positive who Greta Van Susteren is, but I know Nassim does an impression of her.
Yep. Yes, she does. Yes.
So I'm going to let her be, because she don't need this.
No.
And I'm going to marry that pile of leaves so I could always jump in it.
Such a romantic.
Sloppy seconds or neat thirds?
Neat thirds.
If you had to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would it be?
Oh, my God. Maybe an ottoman.
And lastly, what's your best pickup line? And please impersonate a celebrity while you say it.
Ha ha, you got nice titties.
And that was?
Paul Rubens.
Paul Rubens.
No, Keith Urban.
Oh.
Keith Urban's always saying
Oh, it was Keith Rubens. I'm sorry. I meant Keith Rubens.
Oh, I love that guy.
Paul Rubens' sister.
Oh, look who's standing behind that ficus. It's Mr. Zach Woods.
Lay it on me.
What's the sexiest animal?
Okay, the sexiest animal. Not even thinking about it, the first thing I wanted to say was like a sea tortoise. I guess they age elegantly. They look the same when they're young and they're old.
They live to be old. You could grow old with them.
That's right. Commitment. Although I don't know if that's sexy.
Commitment's sexy.
Is it?
We'll buy
it's
it.
It's complicated. Yeah.
Speaking of aging, which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
Never seen the Golden Girls, but I know there's one with a deep voice, and I like that.
Ooh, yes.
I don't know if it represents my dating habits, but...
That's Bea Arthur.
Yeah.
She commands a room. All right, we're going to do a fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Greta Von Sestren, Donald Trump, and a pile of dry leaves.
I think marry the pile of dry leaves, because there's like a autumn melancholy that can... You know, it'll keep you company in your low moments. Fuck Donald Trump, because I just feel like there'd be a lot of heat. You know what I mean? Like there'd be a lot going on.
Be in the tabloids.
Yes, yes. And Greta Van Susteren, I don't know who that is.
She's a Scientologist commentator on CNN.
Okay, you kill her just because of based on anonymity.
Sloppy seconds or neat thirds?
Yeah, I guess neat thirds. I don't really care about somebody's history as long as when we're encountering each other, it's safe, sane, and consensual.
That's beautiful. If you had to make love to a piece of furniture, what would it be?
A piece of furniture, yeah, I guess an old rocking chair made by Shakers, because the Shakers were not allowed to have sex. So it feels naughty to have sex with something that a Shaker made because the carpenter himself was not allowed to have sex.
There's a lot of
sex.
Like, yeah.
It's a taboo.
Repressed
it's a taboo.
Sexual
Shaker
energy.
Furniture is so naughty.
Zach, which U.S. president would you bone?
Taft.
William H. Taft. 69 or 420?
What's 420?
420 is like a weed number, and 69 is a
sex thing.
Sex number, upside down.
Someone recently told me that if I were to gain a little weight, I would look like the number 6 because I have a slight hunch. So then if I got a punch, it would be like...
The hunch-punch combo.
Yeah, hunch-punch combo. So I guess just for that reason, 69.
And lastly...
Okay, last question. What's your best pickup line? And please impersonate a celebrity while you say it.
When I was in college... I was kind of lonely, and I didn't know where to meet people. So a couple of times I would go up to women in the park and I would say, can I talk to you?
That's great.
And I think initially they thought I was going to like proselytize to them about God or try to sell them something, but gradually they got wise. And I actually ended up going on a date from one of those things to see Fahrenheit 9/11.
Ooh, a politically charged.
It was a horrible first date. Oh, but I'm just imitating a celebrity. Bernie Sanders.
Yep. Okay.
Can I talk to you?
Holy hell, it's the best in the goddamn biz. Here she is, Amy Poehler.
Love it. All right, Amy, what's the sexiest animal?
Lemur.
Yes.
Amy, which golden girl best represents your dating habits?
The oldest one.
Fuck, marry, kill, Greta Van Susteren, Donald Trump, and a pile of dry leaves.
I don't like this game. I don't get the kill part.
That's fair.
What's the best song to have sex to?
Climax by Usher.
Sloppy seconds or neat thirds?
Number one all the way. No sharesies.
And which U.S. president would you bone?
Ooh, current or dead? Well, probably dead.
All time.
Definitely probably current, dead. And then all dead.
69 or 420?
Whoa, that's a hard choice, man. There's nothing I love more than 69ing on some 420. Oh,
perfect. Boy. Thank you.
I love that. So I'm not going to choose. You can't make me.
No, you nailed it.
You can combine the two.
They go great.
489. That's what I say.
There is one more. What's your best pickup line? And if you could impersonate a celebrity while you say it.
Okay. Pickup line. Okay. I'm going to do the very famous Crispin Glover from Back to the Future.
Love that guy.
Playing Marty McFly's dad, George McFly.
Mm-hmm. Mr. McFly.
Mr. McFly. When he realizes that his love is about to get assaulted by Biff. And he goes up to the car door and he opens it up. And I'm going to turn this into a pickup line. Get your damn hands on me.
Yes.
Wow. That was a long walk. I hope it was worth it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
It was worth it. Thanks, Amy.
Ooh-wee. Ah, that was a fun episode.
Ooh, man alive. It was a good time.
Oh, DCM. Such a fun weekend.
It's hard to recall every little moment with all the nitrous that was consumed and the drugs and all the other things, you know?
Yeah, we did a lot of whippets and we had a lot of fun.
We sure did.
We want to say thanks to all of our very special guests for this special edition of Menage a Trois Radio.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us in our sack on the road. And we also want to invite you to come join us July 30th at the UCB Theater in Chelsea, 9:30 p.m. We're in that primetime slot.
It's a live show.
We got badass singer-songwriter Nicole Atkins is going to be joining us for a live version of our show. We get a little raucous. We get a little loose. Oh, we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, you can get tickets over at the
internet. Yeah, the internets have got a website for
Go to ucbtheater.com, look up the calendar, July 30th, 9:30, find the show, $5.
$5. Thanks, Haas, for pointing us in that direction. We couldn't find it.
Menage a Trois Radio After Dark's really fun. Sometimes we have a dick taped to the wall.
Hey, yeah. There may be a dick taped to the wall.
We might get too drunk.
We might get way too Yikes. Drunk to perform. We might get whiskey dick and whiskey clit. But who knows?
Whiskey clit makes things really hard in the bedroom.
It sure does. I want to make sure I include everyone in the
genitals
that are too drunk to perform.
Also, please check us out online, menageatoirradio.com. We have all our episodes up there and lots of other fun extra stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Menage Radio, and we'll follow you back. Show us some love, and we'll suck you off.
We are generous lovers.
And for all you new listeners out there, or just somebody who just stumbled across this sweet pod, hey, subscribe, all right? And
on iTunes?
Yeah.
Where should they subscribe, Haas? You're getting aggressive.
They got to subscribe on iTunes.
Beautiful.
And you can keep getting our weekly episodes that come out every Wednesday, hump day.
Hump day.
Hump.
And for all you regular listeners, motherfucker, leave a comment.
leave a comment. If you
give us a rating or something.
5-star rating, please.
Only 5-star.
We'll keep giving you a 5-star podcast.
Tug us off. Rub us down. Make it feel good.
Thanks to UCB Comedy, the lube on our ween.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ménage à Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Ménage à Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.